But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. The children of God do not follow signs and wonders. It is carnal people. And that is the reason why the devil has hijacked that and is using signs and magic and is attracting crowd. Jesus was rebuking them because it's only carnal people that must see a sign before they believe. People have used the signs that follow the ministry of William Branham, and you can trust what the devil will do with that type of thing. And that is what has messed up the entire message till today. A sign does not point people to itself. A sign is pointing somewhere, isn't it? Signboard. When you are coming here, you saw signboard. What was the signboard showing? Showing you direction to Bride Assembly Church. When you see the sign finish, you go to worship for signboard, Abby. You go stay for signboard, Abby. What is the evidence that you have seen the sign? You will follow the direction the sign is pointing you to. Jonas was sent to Nineveh. Amen. There was a sign. The sign was to the city of Nineveh. When he got there, did he enter there with the fish? Anytime you want to confirm that I am from God, then he will enter inside fish. He spoke something. A sign doesn't preach. The sign did not deliver the message. The people did not repent because of the sign. It is because of what Jonah said. It is, there must be a voice that is following the sign. If there is no voice, that sign is not of God. I would keep saying here, hallelujah, we are in the seventh church age. And in this seventh church age, there are stars everywhere. A star is a light giver. Every star gives light. Therefore, these stars represent the various ministries or the various ministers that supposedly tell you they have a revelation. Don't just call these people that have crowd following them as if they are of the devil. They are appointed by God. The Bible called them reapers. They are shashagas. That is the ministry of shashagas. He takes care of the concubines. But a concubine is not a queen. That is the difference between the denominations and the bride of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is it that makes William Branham a prophet? It's not that he discerned people. It's not that he designed anybody. It is not the vision he saw that makes him a prophet. Listen, it is not the voice that he had that makes him a prophet. It's not the pillar of fire that hung upon his head in photograph that makes him a prophet. It is not the cloud that makes him a prophet.